Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everyone everywhere, it's Pastor Robert Thibodeau, and I want to welcome you to the Kingdom Crossroads podcast today, where we are concluding our great two-part interview with David Angel, also known as the Sales Angel. Amen. David is a seasoned sales coach based out of Hampshire, England, who brings over 20 years of experience in sales and marketing to any business, and that includes you. Any business that looks to ramp up their sales effort and success. And the Sales Angel is one of today's go-to people when creating business results without spending a fortune to do so. If you missed any of the prior episode in part one, you need to go back and catch up, because I don't have a lot of time to go back over some of the great information that David shared with us yesterday. Now, today, I'm going to start off the conversation with a question of why he decided to start sharing his experience in sales. I mean, I've been in sales successfully, and there is a huge tendency to not share your secrets with others that makes you a quote-unquote better salesperson than the next guy. But David decided to create an entirely different brand by actually helping others to become successful. Well, anyway, let's jump back into this great interview now with the Sales Angel himself, David Angel. In sharing your experiences, you do it in a way to help others succeed in sales. I mean, you could have gone down a completely different path, but why did you decide on this one?
Well, when I lost everything, the one thing I was left with ingrained in me was the sales. There's a Spartan creed that says, sweat more in practice and bleed less in battle.
Yeah, amen.
I had practiced so much that it was second nature to me. So, irrelevant of losing everything and all this other stuff, I was at the stage where I just went into a sales job, didn't care about anything else, just needed to pay the bills and put food on the table.
Yep.
But because I've trained, imagine taking someone who's done the SAS, the Navy SEALs level of anything, and then put them in a normal army. They've got a knowledge and a muscle memory, which is different to what other people have, so they would stand out. I'm not saying the Navy SEAL or the SAS. But in sales, I had a lot more experience at executing in sales. So you stand out, and they're like, listen, can you teach our guys to do this? And I'm going, well, yeah, I can. I've done this for my own guys. I've done this in my own company, so of course. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly you go, well, although I'm depressed and sad and lonely and all this stuff, and I'm overcoming these hurdles, suddenly other people are leaning on you to help them, to teach them, to train them. And suddenly I realized I would do more for other people than I would do for myself. And because it was so ingrained, teaching them, it's not a hardship. Anyone who can cook an omelet, trying to tell someone who's never cooked an omelet how to do it, tell someone who's never baked an egg how to do it. But once you know it, it's easy. And so for me, it's just that simple to do. And because I enjoy it, and because my guys vibe on it, so it becomes this burning desire and fire inside me, but I vibe. If I'm having a bad day, I vibe on getting up in the morning and speaking to my guys. I've got people in Asia, New Zealand. I've got the UK, of course, in America. Mm-hmm. The time zones mean there's always a client somewhere that has something going on. So it's just incredible to have that opportunity. And with now the results being so strong, now with the internet and the platform I've got, it enables you to have people anywhere at any time. Amen. With the results and the skill set that they need.
Amen. Amen. How do you help your clients achieve the success in sales that they desire? How's that happen?
Think of it like driving a car. We've all just seen Lewis Hamilton. I don't know if you follow the Formula One. He's just smashed up a seven world title. If he come and taught you how to drive a car, you know, I know how to drive. I'm sure most people listening to this do. Now imagine if a racing driver sat in a car next to you. If you were trying to become more effective as a driver, he would definitely have some skills. Mm-hmm. We do what we do because that's what we know. Now think of this for a moment. Think of it a time you've gone into a shop to buy a car or buy a house and you've had terrible service. Someone's been too pushy. they just have almost been an anti-sales agent where they've just said the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't know they're saying the wrong thing. So my job is to look at what people are doing, ask the right questions, find where they're at, and then show them a path based on the strengths that they've got, limits the weaknesses, and put them on a better path. Imagine if it like running. If someone's, if you know about running and you know the right angle to move your arm, the pace of doing it, how to push off with the most power, at what point you should be pulling your hips through, all these small tweaks will make you more effective. And in sales, the angle and trajectory for success can be so dramatic. I've got people that see a 200% increase in sales.
Yeah.
And if you're at a stage now where if you're sat listening to this and you're thinking, do you know what, I'm doing all right, it's not the fact that I only help people that don't do well. Think of heavyweight boxers. They're the best in the world at boxing. They don't walk into a fight on their own. They have a corner man. They have their coach. They've got the pad guy. They've got the guy who does the stitches, for his name. And the reason they have those there is because your job is to be the best fighter. But having someone on the outside looking in, looking at what that other guy's doing, watching your back foot is going down a bit, the fact that your guard's down a little bit, you're not paying attention. These are all the tweaks in business that make a difference. So I help people through over 21 different areas, from prospecting and closing and objection and mentality, goal setting, upselling, the whole nine yards.
Amen.
But we get little bits up, little bits up, little bits up. And that's really where it happens. Because if you become 20% more effective in just five areas, you're going to see a massive 100% increase in what you're doing.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. I remember when my mentor, when I was starting to be successful in insurance, and you know, he was still outperforming me, right? Mm. And he said, you're trying too hard. I goes, what do you mean? He goes, take it away from them. Tell them they can't have it. He goes, what do you mean they can't have it? I want them to buy it. What are you talking about? He says, no. He said, when you get out there and they're like, well, yeah, this looks good, you know, and it's like that hesitancy of making the final, tell them, well, you know, okay, I don't even know if I can get you qualified for this or not. Now, my market was the military market. They're pretty healthy, right? Mm. And he said, just tell them, well, our company has high standards. I don't even know if I can get you qualified for this or not anyway.
Yeah.
And their response, and when he said this, and I started with it, is almost 100%. What do you mean I can't qualify?
It's the same as dating. Yeah.
You know, how many times I had taken it off the table. It was ready to pack up and go away. And like, wait a minute, what do you mean I can't qualify? And I goes, well, you know, tell you what, let me try. And I pull out an application, and now you're taking the application.
it makes such a difference. Like we say, even things like dating and stuff like that, you look at any boy or girl interested in another one, if they're not interested in you, it makes it seem that whole fact that you've got to try harder, you value it more.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you're trying more, you make more effort. I have something at the moment where I give free access to part of the platform to help people. Now, the one thing I have to accept with that is there are a percentage of people on there that, because it's free, they'll never use it.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, the main people I'm utilizing and helping with, we over time talk to them and help them sort of overcome that. Mm-hmm. But with a lot of things out there that happen, if you give something for free with nothing going on, a lot of people won't use it.
Yep.
In the same way, but a lot of people, if it's easily and widely available, a lot of people go, oh, cool. And there's no urgency.
Yeah.
Where actually, suddenly someone takes it away from you, or takes the idea away, or the limiting side of what can happen, or a delay on when you'll get it, suddenly that fear of loss becomes such a driving force, because we only do something for one of two reasons, the fear of loss or a desire for gain.
Amen.
So if suddenly there's a fear of loss there, it will flag up in the back of our head and go, oh, actually, I want it more now. And it just takes over.
Yeah, that's so true. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're living in the days of this COVID pandemic and all that right now, and a lot of stuff has moved online. How has that helped you, or did it hinder your business plan?
Oh, no. It's been But anyone who's having a bad time right now, I feel for you. But it has been incredible as an opportunity. I'm about 200% up on where I thought I would be, which is phenomenal to be able to do. And that's one of the main areas out there, but I'm trying to make sure that we're doing as well. And with being online, it means that you can access anyone in the world at any point and at any time. And that's one of the main things that I'm trying to make sure that we'll do it. But yeah, so it just means, imagine like you're now in the States and I'm here in the UK. If I'm asleep, because of the online platform and there's 400 plus videos on there, you can be training at any point. You're not at the mercy of me in a time zone.
Yeah,
you don't need to be face to face. Used to be, but I would have to go into an office and train up a team of 20 people. Now imagine if you're someone who worked on their own at home, and you live even 200 miles away from me.
Right,
that doesn't make it practical. So now I can have 1,000 people all online training at a click of a button on a Zoom call. You can get them all online. So it means if the single entrepreneur can actually, in an affordable manner, get the expertise that they need, and it enables them to become more effective. Especially if you think freelancers and stuff like that. When you're working at home anyway, it enables you to make better daily choices. Because what you practice, if you're working at home on your own now, and you jump on a Zoom call with me, or even a group call, and you get a little bit more motivated, you're with like-minded people, everyone's got good energy, everyone's got a good mindset, that rubs off on you, that comes down the screen. And what you learn that morning, you implement that day. So it means I can actually get into thousands of people's screens on a daily basis, mm-hmm. but they can do that, and it doesn't take up time of their day. If you were going to come and meet me face-to-face for training, you've got to come to me, I've got to come to you, you've got to get the tube or drive or park. It'll, mm-hmm. You literally can be 2 minutes beforehand, you're sat watching TV, and bang, we're there. And so it's been amazing to do it. And it's changed the dynamic where a lot of people now, if you think of a team of 20 people and we're all at home working, it's hard for companies to train all those guys where I can just give them all a user. So it's great for me. And it's great for the businesses because the businesses can keep an eye without being intrusive on what their sales teams are doing. Are they training? What areas are they stuck on? What parts have they passed? So it means managing their staff is a lot easier and their staff are performing better and their staff are becoming more motivated. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it couldn't have come at a better time for me business-wise.
Yeah, amen. Amen. I feel the same way. Our online ministry, you know, with the podcast training and all that stuff, I mean, you know, it's probably doubled in business since this pandemic stuff started because a lot of churches – they had to go to online services.
Yep.
They didn't know how to do it. And that, you know, they were reaching out to them. Now, in addition to your video training, do you conduct group training or one-on-one training as well?
Yeah, very much so. So there's the platform itself is where people, most people get started because they've just got that access. And part of that is that every other week, there's group sessions where people can just literally jump on. And I'm doing some periodic training suitable for that day of what's going on. And then I have people I do one-on-one for. So some people I spend half an hour just with them on a weekly basis. Others I spend an hour. I've got a couple of companies at the moment where I do their morning meetings for them. So you've got three companies all online at the same time. They all can see me but can't see each other, which means then, so if you imagine if you've got your sales guys at home, and you want to make sure they're there, then they've got to be there for roll call. So, yeah, there's a wide range which keeps my calendar very full. But again, I really enjoy it.
Amen. What about in-person training? I know with COVID restrictions stuff like now, it's hard. But have you done it, or are you planning on?
It'll go back to it. It's something where the great thing about what I do is, once COVID's finished, I want to start getting into sort of traveling a bit more and seeing the world and moving into doing keynote training. Keynote speaking will be an exciting next step. And I think where lockdown has been the way it has, everyone wants the opportunity to be able to travel the world and make money. So with the way the training is, it means that's very much possible. And I think everyone will be just plucking to get out and get out to events and stuff like that. Yeah. So that will be the plan. I do like the face-to-face side. Again, it's just rolling with the times and adapting, I think, isn't it?
Amen. That's so true. I mean, how can the average person use the skills you're teaching? I mean, let's say a ministry that's listening to us right now finds something you've shared intriguing and is thinking, I wonder if this would work for me in marketing my books or materials. What would you say to that person?
Anything that you are doing right now. So unless you're working on if you're working on a building site and you don't sell a product or a service or anything like that, then there's not as much you can do. Because the only thing you can really do is going into the mindset side, which, again, I help with that. But again, it depends what you want. But if any entrepreneur, business owner, you have a product, you have a skill set, anything out there, sales is part of that. You think of any business on the planet. If it had no sales, how long would it survive?
Right.
Amen. It's part of it. Well, you might not be a salesperson, but if you're an account manager, if you're a team leader, if you run a store, all this stuff out there, the tips and tricks and hacks and ways that I teach people help dramatically. I've got a guy who's a good friend of mine who has a restaurant. And although we're not teaching his waiting staff how to sell, from the stuff I've taught him, he trains his team better. There's little things in there on the way they greet people and the way they do the bill and all the other stuff, which make a big difference. Now, if you think he's got 20 waiters and waitresses, now if that makes them all get a few upsells extra here and there, it makes a difference to the bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
Like you say, if someone's got a book, knowing how to speak to agents, how to promote your book, how to hold phone conversations, how to negotiate deals, all of that is taught in there. So it's not just if you're on the phones or face-to-face selling. Phones or door-to-door selling. It is face-to-face. It is how to have meetings. What questions to ask, when to ask them, how to structure things. If you're doing social media marketing, how to sell through the DMs, how to do email marketing, how to set up little tricks and hacks to gather data, how to be able to reach out to people that you're trying to converse with or get to events. Mm-hmm. Any business out there needs sales, and you want to be as effective as you can. A lot of people out there are always surprised at how quickly they can see a turnaround, because it's not a case of you have to be rubbish to get better. It's just simply the fact that where you are right now, if you are not effectively training, if you are not effectively working on your skills, you've got to a point you're happy with the results, and so you stopped learning. But by practicing a desired behavior over and over again and taking in new data, taking in new information, learning new things, that's where the self-mastery grows.
Yeah.
And that's really the aim for people.
Amen. Amen. David, this is also intriguing. I mean, you're to be commended on making your comeback. And I know when I went through my time, it took me 7 or 8 years, you know, of depression, yeah, alcoholism, thoughts of suicide, all that, before I started to get really a hint of life again. And yeah, your story is one that should be inspiring many people today who are also going through a tough time. And this COVID situation has shut down a lot of businesses and forced people to start to look online for an ability to just supplement the family budget. If someone has a question or wants to see how you might be able to help them out, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
A number of ways. Instagram is the easiest one, at the Sales Angel. You'll see a picture of me. It's normally an orange picture, and I've got angel wings. It's so easy to find. Or thesalesangel.com is very good. I'm really approachable with stuff. I don't need to work 15, 16 hours a day, but I love what I do. So yeah, I'm always open to conversations and helping people. And at the moment, the way I've set things up is, it is hard for a lot of people out there, but what's also hard is knowing who to turn to, who can actually help me. And so what I did was, I set up with the online platform, I put 2 ebooks on there about mental state control and how to sell to success. I've grabbed 10, 15 videos, I've put a free strategy, and I've bundled it all up on the platform for free. Amen. People can actually go on thesalesangel.com. They can message me, the sales angel, or find me on Facebook, and you can just get a link. And you don't even put your card details in, nothing, and you can just get that for free. Because I think if you give people a little bit, people that are smart, people that are driven, people that can spot a good opportunity or can spot where they can get good data from, they'll use that and they'll want to know more because they'll get a taste of that and they'll see a bit of reward out of it. So, yeah, hit me up, go to thesalesangel.com, get some free access, or jump on a call with me and get some one-on-one time as well.
Amen. Amen. Folks, as I've been sharing, this day and time in which we find ourselves right now has basically turned the normalcy of life on its proverbial head. I mean, many people are finding they need to try and do something, and they're turning online to do it, but they really don't know how. Many people want to add some additional income to the family budget, but they're not sure where to get started. I'd encourage you to get in touch with David Angel and check out his materials. Use the links below to get in touch with him and ask him some questions. I mean, not everyone will be a perfect fit. That's okay. David's been doing this a long time and understands that. But you're not going to hurt his feelings any if you decide it's not for you. But if you don't get in touch with him, you'll never know for sure. If you do not get in touch with him, you'll be still basically on your own and just wondering what could be. Use the links below, reach out to David Angel, get some of the materials, see if you do not have a light bulb moment. You do realize it only takes one thing, one change in your thought pattern, one idea that you could take away from the training, and you can entirely change your perspective and your outcome. So go down below in the show notes, reach out to David Angel today. David, thank you for taking the time to come on the program and share this great information with our audience. I do appreciate it.
Folks, really enjoyed it.
That is all the time we have for today. For David Angel and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.